Welcome to another deep dive. This time, we're taking a look at what's been going on in the world of arbitration in 2024.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit to get through, actually.
We do. Major Supreme Court decisions.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Industry ripples.
Mm-hmm.
And even AI is stepping into the ring.
I know it's a lot to cover.
It is.
Yeah.
But we're going to boil it all down to what matters most for you.
Absolutely. Because this isn't just for the legal experts out there.
Right. This stuff is actually relevant to pretty much everyone.
If you've got a phone contract.
A credit card agreement.
Chances are you've got an arbitration clause tucked away in there somewhere.
Exactly. So buckle up.
We're going on a wild ride through arbitration in 2024.
And to help us make sense of it all, we've got...
We've got decisions.
Oh, yeah.
We've got articles.
Yep.
Legal analysis.
The whole shebang.
Really trying to get a comprehensive view here.
Exactly.
And what we're seeing is... It's fascinating.
I know. Like some pretty big shifts happening right now.
Absolutely.
Potential power shifts.
Definitely seeing that.
Maybe even a surge in litigation.
Possibly.
And technology trying to keep up.
Oh, yeah. Technology scrambling, trying to keep pace.
It really is.
Yeah, fairly.
One thing that stood out to me in the sources was how they talk about this backdrop of a turbulent economy.
Right.
And volatile geopolitics in 2024.
Yeah. Volatile is a good word.
I think so.
Definitely uncertain times.
Yeah. So does that backdrop make these legal developments even more significant?
Absolutely it does. Because this isn't happening in a vacuum.
Right.
You know? Imagine a small boat in calm waters.
Okay.
Versus that same boat in choppy seas.
Okay, yeah. I see where you're going with this.
Even a tiny wave can have a bigger impact.
When everything else is already rough.
Exactly. So these legal shifts are hitting at a time when the stakes are already high.
Okay, so let's talk about the big weights then.
Let's do it.
We've got three major Supreme Court decisions to unpack here.
Yeah, these are big ones.
Starting with Loperbright Enterprises v. Raymond. This one seems to be all about limiting the power of government agencies.
Exactly. The Supreme Court basically said, no more blindly accepting how agencies interpret laws.
Really?
Yeah, now courts will have a bigger say in deciding if those agencies are actually acting within their boundaries.
So they're kind of like putting on the brakes.
Yeah, you could say that.
On these agencies.
Definitely more checks and balances.
Interesting. But I'm also thinking, doesn't that make things less predictable for businesses?
That's a good point.
If agencies have less leeway to interpret things, could that lead to more legal challenges and just general uncertainty?
It's possible. It definitely raises questions about the balance between regulatory efficiency and, you know.
Accountability.
Exactly. More scrutiny could lead to slower rulemaking.
Okay.
But potentially more carefully crafted regulations, too.
So it's like a trade-off.
Yeah, there's always a trade-off.
Okay. Next up, we've got Securities and Exchange Commission v. Jarkissi.
All right. This one's a biggie.
This one seems particularly important for anyone who might be involved in financial disputes.
It is. You're right.
Right.
Yeah. The Supreme Court basically ruled that in cases involving SEC fraud and civil penalties, you now have the right to a jury trial.
Oh, wow. So it's not just decided by the SEC internally anymore.
Not necessarily.
So is this going to like overload the courts with even more cases?
It's possible. You know, more cases might be going to trial now instead of being handled internally.
Right.
But on the flip side, this also gives individuals more power in these disputes.
Okay, I see that.
Like if you're facing an SEC investigation, you now have more leverage to push for a settlement that you're comfortable with.
So more cases potentially, but also more power for individuals.
Yeah, it's a balancing act.
Okay, final case. We've got Corner Post, Inc., Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System.
Oh, this one is interesting.
This one sounds a bit more complex.
It is a bit nuanced, yeah. But here's the gist.
Okay.
It's now easier to challenge regulations even years after they've been implemented.
Oh, wow.
Like the time limit for filing lawsuits has effectively been extended.
So old rules aren't necessarily set in stone anymore.
Not necessarily, no.
Wow. Could that mean like a wave of lawsuits challenging all sorts of existing regulations?
It's possible we might see that, yeah, this decision could open the door to revisiting older regulations that everyone thought were settled.
Wow. So this is big.
Yeah. It has the potential to be very impactful.
Okay. So we've got three Supreme Court decisions here, all shaking things up in the legal landscape.
Definitely shaking things up.
Before we move on, can you just sum up the common thread here for us?
Sure. The common thread I see is a shift in power dynamics.
Okay, I like that.
There's more scrutiny on agencies potentially leading to slower regulatory processes and maybe an increase in litigation.
Right.
And at the heart of it, I think there's a greater emphasis on individual rights within these systems.
Okay. So big picture stuff.
Yeah, setting the stage.
Now let's zoom in a bit.
All right, where do you want to zoom into?
Let's look at how all of this impacts those everyday contracts and agreements that we all sign.
Yes, those often overlooked, but so important documents.
Exactly, because that's where we need to talk about those arbitration clauses.
Yes, those clauses that are often buried in the fine print.
Right, but they dictate how disputes are handled.
They do, and we've got two more cases that really highlight just how important these clauses can be.
Oh yeah, we do Coinbase Inc., PSISKI,
okay,
and Smithy Spitzeri.
Yeah, these cases really underscore the need for clarity, precision in contract drafting.
Right.
They show how even small details in these clauses can have big consequences.
When disputes arise.
Exactly when things go wrong, those details matter.
Okay, so let's start with Coinbase Inc. v. Suski.
Right.
This one sounds like it involves multiple contracts, which always spells trouble.
Oh, it does. And that's exactly what happened here.
Right?
Yeah. Conflicting agreements, some with arbitration clauses and some without.
Oh, boy.
Coinbase argued that the arbitrator should decide which contract applied. But the Supreme Court said, nope, not your call.
So who gets to decide then?
The court itself.
The court.
Yep. The court emphasized that it's their responsibility, not the arbitrator's, to figure out which agreement actually applies.
Okay, so it's not just a free-for-all.
No, there's a process.
So for our listeners, what's the bottom line here?
Crystal clear contracts.
Got it.
Make sure your agreements are unambiguous. Avoid having multiple versions floating around with different terms.
Especially when it comes to arbitration.
Especially then.
Okay, on to Smith v. Spizieri. What's the key takeaway from this case?
This one clarifies what happens to a court case while arbitration is ongoing.
Okay.
You see, previously it wasn't always clear if a court case should be dismissed or just paused.
While that arbitration was happening.
Exactly.
So like hitting pause or hitting delete.
Right. And the Supreme Court said, nope, you hit pause.
Pause, not delete.
Correct. The case should be stayed, not dismissed.
Why is that distinction important for the average person?
It's an extra layer of protection. If the arbitration process falls apart for whatever reason, the original court case is still there.
Oh, so it's like a safety net.
Exactly.
In case that arbitration process goes off the rails.
Basically.
Okay, so we've covered Supreme Court rulings reshaping the legal world and how that trickles down to those everyday contracts.
It all connects.
What's the next piece of this puzzle?
Well, with all this complexity and the potential for disputes, you might be wondering if there's a tool to help navigate it all.
You're reading my mind.
Mm.
And I think it's where AI comes in, right?
You got AI starting to play a role.
I know. Tell us about this clause builder AI that was mentioned in the sources.
So the AAA, the American Arbitration Association, they've developed this tool called Clause Builder AI.
Okay.
It's designed to help people draft these arbitration and mediation clauses.
Wait, AI writing legal clauses.
I know it sounds futuristic, right?
It does. Like, how does it even work?
It uses natural language processing.
Okay.
So it can understand what you're trying to do and suggest appropriate clauses based on your needs.
Okay.
It's designed to be user-friendly, so you don't need a law degree to use it.
That's good, because I definitely don't have one.
Me neither.
But I have to admit, this is a little unnerving.
I get it.
Like AI and legal documents.
It's new territory.
So what are some of the potential downsides? What should we be wary of?
That's a great question, and it's one we'll explore more in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
Because while AI can be a powerful tool, it's important to understand its limitations.
All right. Sounds good to me. We'll be back soon with more on AI's role in all of this.
Definitely more to come. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our deep dive, where we're trying to untangle
the wild world of arbitration.
That's it in 2024.
We've covered a lot of ground so far.
Oh, yeah, we had.
Big Supreme Court decisions.
Huge.
The importance of those arbitration clauses.
Mm-hmm. Those little things in the fine print.
That most people probably just skip over.
Probably, but they matter.
They really do.
And now we're going to dive into how AI is starting to get involved.
Yeah, AI. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It is a little bit, isn't it?
AI writing legal documents.
I know. That's a whole new frontier.
And we were just starting to talk about some of the potential downsides before the break.
Right. The things to watch out for.
So let's pick up where we left off.
Okay.
I'm still a little uneasy about this whole AI thing.
It's understandable.
It feels risky. you know.
Well, any new technology comes with risks.
Right.
That's and it's natural to be cautious, especially when we're talking about something as complex as legal language.
Exactly. Like, how can we be sure that these AI systems are actually producing fair and impartial clauses?
That's a key question, and that's where the potential for bias comes in.
Bias.
Yeah, AI algorithms are trained on massive data sets.
Right.
And if those data sets contain biased information, the AI can unknowingly perpetuate those biases.
So basically garbage in, garbage out.
Pretty much, yeah. If you feed it biased data, you get biased results.
But how could that play out in the context of arbitration clauses specifically?
Imagine an AI that's been trained on a data set of contracts that heavily favor large corporations.
Okay.
When you ask it to draft an arbitration clause, it might unintentionally produce language that benefits those corporations.
At the expense of individuals.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a scary thought.
It is, and it raises serious concerns about fairness and access to justice.
For sure. Like, are we just automating inequality?
That's a risk, and that's why human oversight is so crucial.
So we can't just let the machines run wild.
Not if we want a fair system.
We need to be checking their work, basically.
Absolutely. We need to scrutinize those AI-generated clauses and make sure they align with our values of fairness and impartiality.
Okay, so bias is one potential issue.
Right.
What else should we be thinking about when it comes to AI and legal documents?
Well, another limitation is AI's ability to grasp context and nuance.
Okay.
Legal language is often very subtle.
It's like reading a foreign language sometimes.
You know, right? And AI systems may not always pick up on those subtle but important details.
Right. It's like asking a chatbot to write a novel.
Haha. I like that analogy.
It might be able to string together grammatically correct sentences.
Sure.
But it's not going to capture the depth and complexity of human storytelling.
Exactly. AI can be good at certain tasks.
Like automating things.
But it's not a replacement for human judgment and expertise.
Not yet, maybe not ever.
Okay, so with all these advancements in AI and all these changes happening in the legal world, what's the most important thing for our listeners to remember?
Awareness.
Awareness, okay.
Yeah, we're entering a new era where it's more important than ever to be informed.
Informed about?
About your rights, about the contracts you're signing, about the potential pitfalls of AI.
Right.
Knowledge is power.
And that's what we're all about here on The Deep Dive.
Trying to equip our listeners with the knowledge they need.
To navigate this complex world.
Absolutely.
So one last thought to chew on for our listeners.
I hear.
As AI gets more and more sophisticated.
It raises this fundamental question about the role of human judgment.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
In a world that's increasingly shaped by algorithms.
Like, are we becoming too reliant on these systems?
Right. Are we handed over too much control?
It's something we all need to be thinking about.
And it's not just about arbitration.
No, it's much broader than that.
It's about every aspect of our lives.
It's about the future of humanity, really.
Wow. Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
A lot of ground.
Supreme Court rulings, the rise of AI.
It's a lot to take in.
But we're not done yet.
Oh, no.
In the final part of our deep dive.
Yes.
We're going to shift gears a bit.
Okay.
And focus on some practical tips and strategies.
All right. Practical stuff.
For navigating this new world of arbitration.
That's what people really want to know.
So stay tuned. We'll be back soon. All right. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into arbitration.
The final stretch.
We've talked big picture trends.
Supreme Court shakeups.
The rise of AI.
Mm-hmm.
But now let's get practical. Yeah, let's do it.
What can our listeners actually do with all of this information?
All right, so here's the thing.
Okay.
Don't just gloss over those arbitration clauses.
Oh, those things in the fine print.
Exactly.
That no one ever reads.
Most people don't, but it's crucial that you do.
Okay, so actually read them.
Carefully, and make sure you understand what you're agreeing to.
Because remember those Supreme Court cases we talked about?
Oh, yeah.
How the small details in those clauses can really matter?
They matter a lot when things go south.
Okay, so no more blindly signing on the dotted line.
No, definitely not.
So besides reading them, what else should our listeners be looking for in these clauses?
Well, pay attention to the specifics of how the arbitration will actually work.
Okay.
Who's going to be the arbitrator? What rules are they going to follow? Where is it all going to take place?
So it's not just about whether or not there is an arbitration clause. It's about the details within it.
Exactly. It's like choosing your battleground.
Okay. And here's a question I've been thinking about.
If you're not comfortable with what you're reading in that clause, can you push back?
Absolutely. You can and you should. Right. You always have the right to negotiate for your own interests.
So don't be afraid to speak up.
Don't be afraid to advocate for yourself.
I like that.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, now what about that AI tool we talked about?
Clause Builder AI.
Yeah, that one can, that actually help people with all of this.
It can, it's a great resource for understanding these clauses and even for drafting them.
Even if you're not a lawyer.
Exactly. It guides you through the process and helps you create clear and effective language.
But we also talked about some of the potential risks with AI.
Right. The limitations.
So how can people use this tool responsibly?
It's all about balance.
Yeah.
You know, use AI as a starting point.
Okay.
But don't just trust it blindly.
Right.
Always double check the output. Make sure it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And if you have any doubts at all, it's always best to get some professional legal advice.
Okay. So a partnership, not a replacement.
Exactly. AI is a tool. It's not a lawyer.
Okay. So we've got some good tips here on reading, understanding, and even negotiating these arbitration clauses.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one big takeaway you want to leave our listeners with?
Stay informed.
Informed about.
Everything, the world of arbitration is constantly changing.
Okay.
So you got to stay on top of things, know your rights, and don't be afraid to stand up for yourself.
Knowledge is power.
That's what we believe in.
And hopefully this deep dive has given our listeners that knowledge.
I hope so.
To feel more confident.
More in control.
When it comes to these agreements.
Because at the end of the day, yeah. Disagreements happen. Disputes are a part of life.
It's true.
But by understanding the rules of the game, you can approach those challenges with more confidence.
And hopefully get a better outcome.
Exactly.
So that wraps up our deep dive into the world of arbitration in 2024.
Wow. It's been quite a journey.
It has. We've covered a lot of ground.
From the Supreme Court to AI.
And everything in between.
But the key takeaway
is stay curious.
Stay informed and stay tuned for more deep dives into the topics that matter most.
We'll be back with more soon. Until then, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep exploring.